All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next order of business, we have the agreement for day cab pull truck, one or more, file number 24-002, Roden Bridge. With us, we have our Roden Bridge Administrator, Mr. Devin Huff. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Any questions?
This is what we discussed and we approved before, just approving the agreement.
Yes, this would be the one we had bid out and recommended.
For the record.
We've already ordered it. We just haven't made the agreement.
Yeah. Correct, yeah. And we also have a letter with this one dated January 11th, 2024. From our attorney, Mr. Elliott, approving to the agreement as to form.
Move to approve the agreement between Ozark Kenworth, Inc., doing business as MHC Kenworth and Taney County. File number 24002RB.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next order of business we have is an agreement for transfer and tipping trailers, one or more, file number 24-001, Roden Bridge. This is for the corresponding trailer for this truck.
Correct.
We also have a letter dated January 9th, 2024, approving the agreement as to form from our attorney, Mr. Elliott.
It's for one or more trailers.
Correct. Right now it'll just be one, but we never know.
How much lead time is there on, do you know?
That one there, he talked like about 2 to 3 weeks.
How many do we need, Jeff?
We have some that we've had quite a while, probably going to need to go through and see about, maybe purple waving some eventually and replacing those with some agreeable.
This one here is replacing the one that got wrecked.
Right. I mean, are they all 2 to 3 weeks, or is there?
I'd have to call him back, but he had one available. He had to put a floor liner in the back 10 feet and put a tarp on it that met all of our specs. But I can talk to him and find out.
Okay.
Usually it's not over 2 to 3 months.
Okay. You know. So we can, if we needed more.
Yeah.
Move to approve the agreement for transfer tipping trailers by and between Taney County and East Manufacturing Corporation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next order of business is container proposals, file number 23-165, Roden Bridge. Agreement is between Taney County and Republic Services for container proposals for Hilda, Mount Branson, and the mechanic shops.
Devin, I'm assuming, Ben, there's a difference in the charges depending on the that's because of the distance, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We have a letter on this one as well, dated January 9th, 2024, from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, approving to the proposals as to form.
And it can go up to a 7% increase.
I think it's automatic 7% for 25 and 26.
Correct.
But we can also cancel with a 60-day notice.
Mm-hmm.
Move to approve the container proposals for Hilda, Mount Branson Mechanic Shop, by and between Republic Services and Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next order of business that we have agendized this morning would be the Cimarron Center presentation. I believe it has been requested that they be rescheduled due to the inclement weather that we have encountered in the last couple of days. So we will just skip over that one and get that rescheduled and get them back on the agenda. As soon as we get that agenda request, we'll get that added to the soonest
they'd be happy to do it the following week if that's acceptable with us.
Okay. They've asked for the following week. Okay. So that would end up being January 29th, 2024. Once we get confirmation of that, we will get it agendized. Our next order of business, we have the Collector's Office Record Retention, RSMO 109.255 with us. We have our Taney County Collector, Ms. Mona Cope.
Good morning.
Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
Good.
I just have been doing a little cleaning and wanted to shred some deposit books, November 1st and prior. Deposit books for the pay in advance as well as the collectors, November 1st and prior. I've got pay in advance reports. I found some old ones from 2016 and 2017. And then my credit card reports and e-check daily balancing reports from Forte, December 22nd and prior.
Do your credit card reports have information on there, like social security numbers or anything like that, that it would?
Not social security numbers, but phone numbers and addresses. Mm-hmm. The e-checks might have like the last four of the account number. I do shred all of those. I've went ahead and got all the staples and stuff ready. I can either do it myself or the clerk's office has offered to let me use their shredding service that they've got scheduled. So I've got about six or eight boxes right now.
Any other questions or discussion? Move to accept and enter into the record the collector's office for storage files as of January 22nd, 2024, as presented.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
No.
Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, ma'am. Our next order of business is the county clerk records disposition destroy list. We have an updated list that was presented to us this morning.
Yes. As county clerk, I'm keeper of the record. So yearly, I try to present a list to the Commission of Records which have met the retention date. And before doing that, I submit it to the elected officials that have boxes on the list so that they can also verify that they have met the retention list, or retention schedule. So we are presenting this for the Commission to enter into the record, and then we will go forth and schedule a shredding day.
You guys have any questions? Move to accept and enter into the record the records disposition from as presented by the Taney County Clerk on January 23rd, 2024.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next order of business is court orders. We have two this morning. With us, we have Ms. Jennifer Hutchison from Taney County Clerk's Office.
We have the personal property paid abatements, numbers 300892 and 300893.
Is there any questions or comments on either one of the personal property paid abatements?
No.
Move to approve abatement numbers 300892 and 300893.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next order of business that we had scheduled this morning was the Alsa Acres Narney presentation of claims. That also will be rescheduled due to the inclement weather. With that being said, I have 9:40 a.m. We are scheduled for upstairs for a roundtable. We will be in recess at this time.